A white porcelain teacup tops Elizabeth Alexander's sculpture, Spit Cake. The vessel's foot and handle, both edged with gold, remain intact, but significant portions of the object's body have been cut away. Once solid and smooth, the walls of the cup are now fragile and jagged, and any liquid poured into the cup would immediately spill out onto the 39 dishes piled below it. Like the teacup they support, the edges of these dishes have also been cut. As a result, the stack of plates, bowls, and cups looks more like a tower made of paper doilies than one of dinnerware. The edges of each dish follow a similar scallop pattern, but the tiny cuts that create this effect vary. No two dishes are identical. The dishes in the top third of the sculpture feature the most cuts, some of which are so intricate that the pieces of porcelain take on a pixelated effect. The two cups, one lid, one deep bowl, and several plates and saucers that form this section are narrower than those below it. Stacked together, they form an hourglass silhouette. Like those in the segments above and below, the dishes that constitute the middle section of the piece, primarily shallow bowls and small plates, vary in diameter. Arranged in an alternating pattern, the bowls and plates are upside down and right side up, respectively, and the curved edges of the wide bowls partially obscure the narrower plates from view. The undulating silhouette of this section of the piece becomes sharper and more jagged toward the sculpture's base. Here, small plates and saucers separate the large upside-down dinner plates that dominate this area. These smaller dishes recede from view, so much so that the plates appear to hover. At the bottom of the sculpture, a large round platter rests on several small supports that slightly elevate Alexander's work from the base on which it is displayed. When viewed from above, the dishes that comprise the sculpture appear to be almost entirely white, and the only visible areas of color are the thin gold borders on the handles and feet of the lid and the teacups at the top of the piece. When viewed head-on, highlights and shadows appear on the surface of the dish, and the sculpture takes on a wider range of values. And when viewed from below, a blue and green floral pattern appears on the underside of the upside-down plates and bowls. From afar, this porcelain tower evokes the spit cakes after which Alexander names her piece. These cakes, made up of thin layers of batter, are associated with weddings, as is the set of china with which Alexander sculpts. The lacy edges of the dishes add to the celebratory spirit of the piece. When looked at more closely, however, the cake transforms into a pile of broken dishes, and the sharp and jagged cuts that create this lace-like effect come into view.